Studying fashion is not as glamorous as it sounds. It requires hard work, commitment, and talent. The fashion world is competitive, and at the end of the course, only a few fashion graduates will be able to find work as designers. Many will have to make do with jobs like being cutters, buyers, or copying other designers' creations. Well, all fashion students have dreams of being the next Calvin Klein, Chanel, or Yves Saint Laurent, but it's not easy. We spoke to two young designers who are working for the famous British company Dr. Martens, Kate Callanan and Conrad Leach. Both are young and full of bright ideas, but how did they make it into the fashion world?
Well, after school I went to do a foundation course at St Martin's School of Art in London. And on a course like that you get to do everything from fine art to graphics to photography to fashion, everything to do with the arts. And you have a year to decide what you want to do. So at the end of the year I decided I wanted to do textiles. And I applied to a textile course, and then at the last minute I got the form back and said, oh no, I want to do fashion. I tip-exed everything out and changed it, and went off to do a fashion degree. And it was a three-year course, but I spent just 1 year there and just wanted to start doing it properly, get out in the real world and do it for real.
The fashion industry is a competitive one. Each year there are many wannabes, but only a few students will make it as designers. Was Kate ever worried about not getting work as a designer?
Well, I was in such a hurry to kind of get out of college that I didn't think about it at all, and started working for myself and doing lots and lots of freelance work for lots of companies out of Hong Kong, out of Portugal. I did my own label as well. And went to India and did lots of production there, and I did that for 8 years. And then finally, because I was getting quite typecast as in the mass market, and I wanted to do something a bit more high profile, I just wrote to Wayne Hemingway at Red or Dead and said, I want to work for you. And 2 days later I was working there.
Conrad's first job was working for the famous British firm Dr. Martens. Does he think the fashion industry is competitive for newcomers?
It depends. In the UK it's competitive, but also it's quite small. Everybody is familiar with everybody else, and it can work as a kind of a club, if you like. But yeah, on the whole, yeah, very, very competitive.
So what made him want to join this rat race?
Well, I think it sort of came from a dissatisfaction of what I could buy as a boy, really. As I was growing up, I sort of, you have opinions about how you need to appear, and I wasn't satisfied with what was available, basically.
And where did he study?
I studied, like Kate, I went to a foundation course, which was a general thing, for a year at Ravensbourne in South London. And then I went to Middlesex Polytechnic in North London for 3 years and finished my degree there.
Is fashion designing a popular course for Chinese students in the UK?
There were quite a large number of Chinese students throughout the art college. There was two specifically on the fashion course, but they were 2 years below me, so I never knew them well, unfortunately.
Do you think it's still difficult for ethnic minorities to become sort of well-known designers in the UK? Although I suppose Design of the Year was somebody, is it John Rocher, who was actually from Hong Kong? But do you think it's quite tough being working as a sort of a designer in UK if you're not British?
Well, I mean, I can only speak from my experience, obviously, and I found Middlesex Polytechnic as a college very broad-minded and tolerant of all cultures, and I think everybody has an equal opportunity at Middlesex Polytechnic, definitely. With regard to the professional world, I mean, I must admit, I find it the same situation. Obviously, good command of the English language will help you no end in the UK. The British are probably the worst in the world at speaking anybody else's language, and good English definitely helps.
Want to be a designer? Well, here's a word of advice from a professional.
okay, design goes up and down so to such extremes that really, when you, if you really want to do it, you've got to just be committed and also have a clear idea about what you want to achieve with design. Don't bend too much to satisfy people. Have your own clear ideas, and I would just say, at all times, deliver a strong message about what you personally can add to the world of design.